Evening. You all right? If I was a stand-up comedian, I would have just walked off the stage at that point. Good evening. We are continuing thinking about praying. We're thinking about praying with and for others, and we're thinking about praying like ourselves. I will explain that kind of in a minute. Would you say that you have got praying for others sorted? That table clearly at the holy table, they'll go, yes, we've got it sorted. Okay. We finished last week being reminded of three things, that prayer strengthens our relationship with God, that prayer is powerful. Do we still believe that? That it changes the world and it changes us, and that when we pray, God smiles. Oh, look, there's Louise. Hello, Louise, says God. That sort of thing. I know some really good prayers. People who look good when they pray. People who get the words right. Who sound dead impressive. Ali's a really good prayer. Look at her shocked face. Because she's dead holy, is Ali. She is though. I think we'd all agree. Really good prayer. I'd like to tell you about my first church secretary. My first church secretary was called Tom Jackson. Tom had a way about him, let's just say. Tom was the national chaplain for the Orange Lodge. So he had opinions on lots of things. He would only read out from the King James Version of the Bible. When I lit an Advent candle, he would blow it out because I was pandering to popery. So when, alas, I am not exaggerating in any way, shape or form, that was Tom Jackson. So when he would come and lead the prayers, it was as if Shakespeare had been invited himself. There were these and thous, wouldest thou beseech us, O gracious Lord? And I'd sit there and go, what is he on about? It was how he was taught to pray in the stream of churches that he grew up in. But when he got to the Amen, and he would always do the notices right after he'd finished the prayers, and then he would be back with his strong working class Glaswegian accent, and it was like chalk and cheese. And visitors would go, what was that about? And it always made me wonder why Tom did not remotely sound like Tom when he started to pray. And I often thought, I bet God's laughing at you right now. Because who are you pretending to be, Tom? I wonder what we would look like if we spoke to each other the way that many Christians think they should speak to God. Because that's what prayer is, speaking with God. For example, the lovely Mikey, he's like, you don't know what's coming. The lovely Mikey serves by doing the refreshments every week. And we love him for that. Thank you, Mikey. So if I said to Mike, give the man a round of applause. We appreciate his ministry of hospitality. So if we'd noticed before the service started that we'd run out of milk, and I'd noticed that, and strangely enough, Mikey hadn't, and I needed Mikey to go get more milk for refreshments before the service, I could say, Mikey, here's a couple of quid. Can you go get some milk? We've run out. Can you pop to Aldi or to the corner shop where he's made a new friend? That's how a normal person would ask that of Mikey. Now, if we were praying, speaking to Mikey as if we were praying, we invent a whole load of different words. We insert the word just a lot, Christians. Have you noticed that? Oh, my friend, Mikey, would you be so kind? Would you just go pick the milk up? Mikey, just go ahead of me, Mikey. Mikey, and just walk over the road. And would you just go ahead of me? And would you just go and get the milk? Would you just walk down that first aisle? Would you just, in strength and in power, just put it into your basket, Mikey? Mikey, with boldness, would you just get hold of the skimmed? Would you just put it in your basket? And don't forget to just pay for it. And to just make the coffee. We speak sometimes in prayer in ways that we never do to anyone else. And sometimes I wonder if God says, can I have the normal you back, please? I found after leading small groups for many years that some people get stage fright praying for others aloud in front of other people. Because I think sometimes people think that their prayers need to be stage worthy in order to be said aloud. Lou and I lead a fellowship group, and in our fellowship group, which frankly is the best fellowship group, we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation with a couple of people, and that's kind of where the idea came for tonight, when we said, oh, you don't pray out loud. And you can if you want to. And they said, oh, I can't pray because I can't pray like you. And it's like, thank goodness you don't pray like me. One, I've been praying publicly for a long time. I'm a minister, and you'd expect me to be able to pray publicly. But there was a time that I couldn't. When I first became a Christian, for many years actually, where I had to be pushed into be brave enough to step up and step out of my comfort zone and realise that nobody else gave two figs about what I sound like. And the only person who's bothered is God. But the only person who was bothered about what I sounded like was me. But sometimes we get stuck in a comparison trap of trying to pray like someone else, like this woman. I've no idea what Jesus said at the end. I've listened to it so many times, I've still no idea. He prefers couches too. Is that what he says? Oh, apparently Jesus prefers couches too. Hurrah. So a question in a moment. I think she might be an example of the phrase that I do love to say an awful lot. Comparison is the thief of joy. Would you agree with me? Oh, aren't we rubbish at comparing ourselves to other people? Thinking everybody else has got it sussed, or is that just me? It's just not how God intended it to be. Comparison is the thief of joy. So a question, does it matter how we pray and are the words we use important? Tell me. I will come amongst you with my microphone to the holiest person in the room. She's going to punch me. I love you. But you are very holy. It's a good thing.
Sorry, I was first last time. Sorry, I've just realised I've got imposter syndrome now. So there's something that came into my mind, and it's when, you know, people pray for you and they go into this is how we pray in this church rhythm. Yeah, yeah. I find it really off-putting, and I actually asked someone to stop once because, and I was sitting here just now thinking, why was that? And I realised that it just didn't feel intimate or real or person-centred. It just felt like, and now Jesus, we come to the Lord, Jesus, now Lord, Lord. And I just, so it mattered to me how they prayed, because I felt like I could have been anybody. They were just doing the standard rhythm prayer thing, like they're on a train.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? Reverend?
Bob? I think what I've just got from what Helen said is that it matters that it's real. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what you pray, as long as what you pray is real and it's not an act.
And it's about, yeah?
Yeah?
Well, the AV team over here have been having a little chat about it, and we've decided that it's all to do with your heart.
Right.
And how you pray from the heart, which I suppose is the same.
Okay, thank you. Colin?
So, when you pray with children, you pray differently, don't you? Because you want them to understand what you're praying about. And when we're praying with adults, you pray, maybe, if you know them, you pray a bit differently because you want it to be personal, which is what you're saying, isn't it? It's personal. It's between all three of us, what we're praying and what somebody else is praying.
Anyone else?
Oh, one more.
I will come to you in a moment.
Going on from what I was saying before about it needs to be real, and picking up on what Colin's just said, that we need to have been listening to the person we're praying for and responding to what they've said to us, so that it does become personal and it becomes meaningful for them as well.
Thank you.
I was just going to say that I think being real is really, really important. But one way that we can pray is to use the scriptures. They're just so packed full of promises. They help us learn the scriptures, but also it's kind of speaking God's words back to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus knew that people had a problem with pretending and, I think, maybe play-acting in prayer, and so he didn't pull any punches when he said this in, I think, Matthew's Gospel. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. I like that. Of course, that's true, isn't it? God knows exactly what our heart is like. God knows our thoughts. God has known us forever. Of course he knows what we're coming with. It's a bit like what we heard from Pete Gregg last week. Keep it simple, keep it real, keep it up. Keep it simple, keep it real, keep it up. God won't hear us anymore because of our long-windedness. It's like, I will make my words longer so God hears them more. It's not like a bank account. It's not like the more you put in, it makes a bigger deposit. Our prayers don't have to be, I think, long or eloquent. They just have to be yours, I think. And I think we've said that. So, around your tables, I have put on your tables a little piece of paper that looks a little bit like this. And on it, there are people in the Bible. The disciples, Abraham and David, Mary, Jesus and Peter, some well-known passages. I'd like you around your table for maybe the next 5 minutes or so. You won't be able to have time to look them all up, but have a very quick discussion to see if you can see if there's anything in common with those Bible readings, and what can we learn from them. Maybe just choose a couple around your table, given the time. Anything in common? What can you learn? Off you go.